knock on our door.
Knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Please company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
With a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that life is a fun again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous. Three is company too.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous. Three is company too.
Well, I gotta get going. Oh, I wish I didn't have to go to work tonight. I wish I didn't have to go out tonight, Terry. I'm so tired I could just collapse. Hello? Oh, hi, Bob. You ready for night? Yeah, huh? What? What do you mean you promised? Well, sure. Yeah. Well, those things happen. Yeah. Oh, sure, I understand. Okay, bye.
Rat think.
What's the matter? Now you can go straight to bed.
No, I can't. I gotta go out with Mr. Hagen. He's this big boss from the main office. He's a real lech.
I thought Bob was your date.
Mm-mm, my bodyguard. I was gonna try and pass him off as my cousin from out of town.
Oh.
Yeah. Now I gotta go out by myself with the human octopus.
There must be somebody else around who's nice.
Nice? Terry, at this point, I would settle for breathing.
Oh, hi! We were just talking about you.
Well, Jack told me your bathroom faucet was leaking.
Oh, no, Mr. Furley. It's the kitchen faucet.
Oh, well, that's just dandy. I bought the wrong washer. They're 12 cents a piece, you know.
Wait, Janet, didn't you want to ask Mr. Furley something?
No.
Janet wants to ask you something, Mr. Furley. Well, he is breathing.
Mr. Furley, I suppose you're all booked up tonight.
Well, it is a Friday night, you know, old Ralph Furley.
See, he's not doing anything. You can have fun. I'll leave you alone.
Terry? Okay. Mr. Furley, how would you like to go out with me tonight to a very expensive restaurant for some wining and some dining, maybe some dancing?
Expensive?
Won't cost you a cent.
Oh, well, as I was about to say, money's no object.
Then you'll go?
Wild horses couldn't keep me away. Did they charge for parking?
Mr. Furley, don't worry about it. Mr. Hagen will pay for everything.
Oh, good. Mr. Hagen?
Yeah, he's the other man we'll be meeting. There'll be three of us.
Three of us? You mean you and me and another guy?
Yeah. You see, Mr. Furley...
Oh, I see, all right. You just want me along to make this other guy jealous.
Jealous?
I know what you're up to. You want to flaunt me in front of him. Ralph Furley, sex object.
Mr. Furley, you don't
Well,
understand.
No siree, Bob. You're not using me to break another man's heart.
Hi, Mr. Furley.
Washers don't grow on trees, you know.
Bless you.
Brother.
Jack, what are you doing home so early?
I had to leave work. I got this terrible cold.
That's wonderful.
What?
Jack, look, I haven't got time to explain. You have to go out on a date with me.
Janet, I'm sick.
Oh, poor Jack.
Jack, please, I only need you for a couple of hours.
I may not last that long.
Oh, please, Jack, please.
Okay, I'll go. But you'll be sorry. I'll be sitting there like a twerp, a very sick twerp. twerp.
Oh, Jack.
So, now get this. So the drunk says, "Hey, lady, I was talking to the duck."
That's very, very
funny. I was talking to the duck.
Why don't you drink up, Jack? You're falling behind.
Are you sure these are good for my cold?
Would I lie to you?
Jack, you don't look so good. Maybe we should...
Maybe we should put him in a taxi and send him home, huh?
No! No, he's fine. It's just this little teeny case of the sniffles.
What?
See? See? There he is. There you go, Jack. Well, anyway, as I was saying, Mr. Hagen, last month at the shop, we were able to increase our gross by about what...
Let's forget all that, Janet. Come on now. Pretty girl like you should learn how to mix business with pleasure. Right, Jack?
Right, Mr. Pagan.
It's Hagen.
Your boss, your boss, your boss.
Here we go. One rum Collins and two more Bangkok bangers.
I just love your Bangkok bangers.
Jack, you better take it easy. Those rum drinks are really potent.
They're just as impotent as your drink.
Would you like to dance?
No, thanks, but why don't you ask Janet?
I'm sick, Janet. I told you to. Janet, what do you say we trip the light fantastic?
Oh, well, as a matter of fact...
She'd love to.
Janet. We'll see what's so potent about these things.
Thank you very much for helping me with my cousin.
Don't mention it.
Well, thank you for a very interesting evening.
Yeah, well, it's not over yet.
Right, right. It'll never be over. It's just going to live on in my heart forever. Good night. Thank you. What a night. I'm exhausted.
Pleased to meet you. I'm Jack.
Oh, Jack. Stop.
Let's dance.
Jack, don't. Jack, please. Oh, Jack, you're drunk. Jack, you are really drunk.
I thought.
Jack,
please. I can walk away from it.
Jack. I can hardly keep my eyes open.
Go like this.
I am going to bed, and I think that you should do the exact same thing. Good night, Jack.
Good night, Janet. Good night, Janet. Wait a minute. Come here.
Don't push!
Ha ha ha! night, Jack.
Get up!
Not with you yelling like that.
Get up. Just get up and get out of here. Come on, get in your... Oh, Jack, wait a minute. Be careful. Oh, goodness.
What's that?
It's a family heirloom.
Looks like a vase to me.
It is, silly. But it's a very, very special one.
Huh?
It belonged to my grandmother. She just sent it to me.
Let me see it.
For no, oh, no, forget it.
I'm not going to go to bed unless you let me see it!
Okay, but you be careful. It is very delicate.
And it's light.
Yeah,
and airy.
Oh, Jack. Woo! Jack, don't do that. Now look what you've done.
I promise I'll never touch it again.
Just shut up and go to bed.
I'm going to shut up and go to bed, Jack. Oh, no.
Jack, get up! Get up and get out of my bed, please! I'm so tired! Jack! Never mind, Jack. I'll just go and sleep in your room.
No, Janet, don't leave me! I don't feel hot. I don't feel too
please,
hot.
Please, Jack, please. I gotta get some rest.
Me too. Will you sing me a lullaby, please?
Forget it!
Oh, sure, Janet. After I go out with you tonight with this terrible cold, you won't even sing me a lullaby. Not a teasing,
Jack,
we
please.
Say lullaby.
Jack, all right.
Oh, good.
Okay, I'll sing you one lullaby. I'll rock. Rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop.
That's good, Mommy.
The breaks the cradle will rock. When the bell breaks the cradle will fall. And down the
Oh, good morning, Janet.
Janet.
Great.
Believe him. Jack.
Good morning, Janet.
Don't you good morning me.
Are you mad about something?
You don't remember.
Janet, believe me, I don't remember a thing about last night. My mind is a complete blank.
Sure, Jack. Sure. You just want to pretend that it never happened?
Pretend what never happened?
You just had to have your own way, didn't you?
My own way?
Look, I might be old-fashioned, Jack Tripper, but it meant a lot to me.
It did?
I was saving that for when I got married.
God! Oh, poor Janet. Poor little Janet.
Hi, Jack. How'd it go last night?
Terry, it was awful.
Oh, I knew it. You should have gone straight to bed.
Oh, God.
What's wrong?
Terry, how would you feel if your roommate went out with you, got disgustingly drunk, took advantage of you, and then doesn't even remember?
Why, that doesn't sound like Janet.
No, I'm Terry, I'll... Oh, never mind. Just forget it. Forget the whole thing.
Hi, Janet.
Hello.
You know, I just saw Jack. He's really feeling miserable.
Good. My curse is working.
What happened last night?
Before or after Jack passed out?
Our Jack?
Terry. He had to be carried home. And then, do you know what he did to top it all off? Do you know what he did right here in this room that I will never forgive him for?
Oh, Janet, he didn't.
He did. He broke my grandmother's vase.
Oh, I don't believe it. A vase? Oh, hi, Larry.
Hi, Terry. Is Jack up?
No, he's down. Definitely down.
Huh?
He's in the kitchen. Why don't you go see if you can cheer him up?
I'll try. But I'm not doing any dishes. How you doing?
Oh, Larry, I feel awful.
What happened?
You're not gonna believe this.
Try me.
Okay. Last night, I had a little too much to drink. No, actually, I had a lot too much to drink, and I ended up in bed with...
Yeah? Yeah?
I ended up in bed with Janet.
I don't believe it.
Larry, it's true.
Wow. In my wildest fantasies...
Shut up and listen to me? Larry, I don't remember a thing about last night. All I know is that I took advantage of poor little Janet.
That's terrible. Tell me all about it.
Didn't you hear what I said? I broke our number one house rule. I took advantage of one of my roommates. I tell you, I've lost all respect for myself. What I did was so low, so vile, so rotten. How could I have ever done such a thing? Of all people to end up in bed with.
Oh, come on.
I mean, we're best friends. I don't understand you, Larry. How can you even look at me after what I've done?
Hey. I don't think any less of you. Honest, Jack, I still respect you.
What's going on, Mr. Furley?
That's what I'd like to know.
Huh?
On second thought, I don't want to know.
Wait, Mr. Furley, our faucet needs fixing.
That's not all it needs fixing. Now, hear this. I'm an easygoing guy. Live and let live, I always say. What's good for the goose is nobody else's business but the gander's. But sometimes you gotta draw the line. Call them as you see them. Stand up and be counted. The buck stopped here. Is that clear? Now, this wasn't easy for me to say.
But you two had it coming.
she's right, you know.
Oh, brother.
Jack, I believe this is your... What are you doing?
I'm packing.
Where are you going?
I don't know yet, but after what happened last night, I gotta move out.
Oh, Jack, don't you think that's taking it just a bit too far?
I don't care.
Jack! Okay, so I got mad and I really yelled at you, but... Well, honestly, Jack, it is as much my fault as it is yours.
You're just saying that.
No, I'm not. I didn't have to give in.
Then why did you?
I just thought it'd be the quickest way for me to get to go to sleep.
You're taking this rather lightly.
What do you mean?
Oh, Janet, you've changed.
If you've changed too, I don't want to know about it.
What is going on?
I don't know. I tell him I forgive him and he gets mad at me.
Why?
Why? Because she talks like it's nothing, and it's something that could change all of our lives.
Change all of our lives? Just because you broke her grandma's vase?
Yes, just because I broke her grandma's vase.
Yeah. What'd you think we were talking about?
I thought you were talking about because I broke your grandfather's vase.
Oh, Jack, what difference does it make?
Hey, that's what I say. What difference does it make? Que sera, sera. Well, I got a shower.
Wait. What did you really think?
Yeah, what was going to change all our lives?
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
Jack, tell me.
It's too silly. You'd only laugh.
Come on, I want to know.
Yeah.
Okay, but not in front of Terry. Come on.
What? I'll tell you later. Okay, Jack, now we're alone. What is so funny?
Well, see.
What?
Yes!
Sharing that with me.
Hey, buddy.
You better take care of that cold.
I will. Larry, listen, I don't have time to mess around with you now. I'm taking Janet and Terry out to dinner tonight.
Both of them? Won't Janet be a little jealous?
Jealous?
Yeah, well, you know, after what happened between you...
Larry, listen, I gotta tell you, nothing happened between the two of us. It was just a huge misunderstanding.
Yeah, but you said that...
Larry, nothing happened, believe me.
Sure, pal, sure. Okay. Anything you say.
Hi, Larry. I think I've caught your cold, Jack. But I forgive you.
Larry, I know what you're thinking.
I'm not thinking anything.
Hi, Larry. Jack, I will be out in just one little second, okay?
Larry.
I believe you, pal. I believe you. And I idolize you.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.